Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Finding the path from prison to peace. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, Galatians 1:3-4. Nearly 500 years ago, a young monk wrestled with the question of his relationship to God. He had done all he knew to do, but still had found no peace in his soul. It seemed that everything he tried fell short of heaven's demands. Though at times he despaired of ever getting right with God, he one day found the forgiveness he had sought through Jesus Christ our Lord. What acts of piety alone could not give, Martin Luther experienced in Christ, and you can too. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. Say with confidence, Christ, the Son of God, was given not for the righteous, but for sinners. If I had no sin, I would not need Christ. My sins are not imaginary transgressions, but sins against God. Unbelief, doubt, despair, contempt, hatred, ingratitude, ignorance of God, misuse of his name, neglect of his word, and sins against others. Dishonor of parents, disobedience of government, coveting another's possessions. Even if I have not committed murder, adultery, theft, or similar sins indeed, nevertheless, I have committed them in the heart, and therefore I am a transgressor of all the commandments of God. Because my transgressions are multiplied, and my own efforts at self-justification more a hindrance than a furtherance, therefore Christ the Son of God gave himself unto death for my sins. To believe this is to have eternal life. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 1.
The letter to the Galatians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preached to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God because of me.
Luther staggered under a load of sin and guilt that no amount of penance could fit. Finally, leaving that burden at the cross, he experienced the peace that only God can give. Have you, like Luther, been trying to live the Christian life without knowing the giver of life? The first step is to receive gratefully the gift of God's Son. Only then can you rise up in joyful service for your Lord and Savior.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.